I wonder, when did you first start to read the book of nature in a way that began to worry you about the human effect on the natural world and possibly about dissonance between between those books? Were there turning points for you?
Yeah, very, very definitely. The major turning point for me was on my desert study site.
In Southern California?
In Southern California.
And when was that?
This is in the early 1960s. Mm-hmm. And toward the end of the summer, Ruth and I, my wife and I, spent on the desert. A water truck came on to the site, maybe 300 feet from us, sprinkled the desert surface. It was open desert. And later laid a concrete slab and built a house there. And what I discovered was that that was the start of the building of Palm Desert, California.
Oh, gosh.
This, my study site now is an approach pad to a drive-in bank. Mm-hmm. And there's even a place along the roadside, when I visited it recently, that has cattails growing in a ditch that has water in it. Mm. When I was there, the rainfall was 2.54 inches per year, and water was extremely scarce. The thing that I was doing was to try to figure out how these lizards managed to live there. And what is also interesting is that this development of Palm Desert was built on the alluvial fan of Deep Canyon. And that alluvial fan is a river delta of a river that flows only once in 100 years or so. Hmm. But it afforded a great view of the desert, and so that's where the city was built.
And, you know, I should say I drove through Palm Desert, California, just last year, and it's, I don't know, it's like a, just, we should say this for people who might be listening who haven't been there, it's like a suburb of any city, isn't it? I mean, it's full of streets and shopping areas, quite fancy areas, restaurants, and homes and golf courses.
Yeah. And the lizard I studied is now found only in the Palm Desert Zoo, which is interesting. It managed to live without any free water. It got all of its water from eating rather dry vegetation, and it survived an environment in which the surface temperature each day in July and August reached about 170 degrees Fahrenheit. Mm. And so I was amazed by this animal and worked to try to figure out how it was surviving in such a severe climate and habitat.
And then you saw human beings coming in and, I mean, not just surviving, but turning it into...
Yeah.
Something other than the desert, right?
That's right. And there was no water there. So they had to figure that out. But also near my study site in the area of near Palm Springs, there was a wonderful system of dunes. And while I was there, machines came in, leveled off the dunes, and they put streets through this area that had been dunes and built houses. And on one occasion, I went there to see what was happening, and one of the houses, a long ranch house, had cracked in two because the wind had whipped the sand out from one end of it, and it was just hanging into this hole. And I read in the newspapers that residents there were angry because Riverside County did not plow the streets frequently enough to remove the sand that continually kept blowing in. This development was featured in Life magazine at the time as a great example of reclaiming the desert. Mm. It, to me, showed a tremendous amount of foolishness on our part as human beings for trying to convert what was already a very beautiful system into one that was really not sustainable.